We have some confessions. Sarah, we start with you.
Yeah, so my son told me about this park, which I'm sure everyone else probably knows what it is, Phelps Grove. I had never been there. Mm-hmm. So we went there over the weekend, and I'm the type of parent where I'm not just going to, like, stand on the sidelines and watch my kid play. Like, I'm going to get on the jungle gym with him. And so he is almost 9, and he was mortified because there were other kids there. And I'm trying to, like, they've got this, like, little zip line thing, and I'm getting on the zip line, and I'm trying to go down the slide. And he's like, Mommy, would you just please
but you're like the size of a child.
Exactly,
though.
That's what I told him. I'm like,
it's very developed.
I'm like,
so were you were you playing with him, or were you just playing on the jungle gym?
I was just kind of playing on the jungle, because okay. He didn't want to have anything to do with me. So I'm like, whatever, I'm going over here on the zip line. I'm gonna hang out. But you could tell he was just mortified. But I'm like, listen, if other parents could fit down this slide, or they could go up these zips, they probably would. I'm just trying to have a good time.
Looks,
you know,
fun.
I don't want to watch you have a good time, and I just have to stand here. So, But apparently he was mortified. So,
all right. So, Dan, we got your confession.
Heather was out of town this weekend, and so I can remember whenever that would happen. I was younger, and Mom was gone. Like, Dad would always do something that was fun. So yeah. I was like, great, I want to be the fun, awesome dad on Saturday. And I ended up letting Andy eat horrible. I took him for donuts in the morning. So that's what we ate for breakfast. Then he wanted a corn dog at lunch, so we ate a corn dog for lunch.
Oh, my, that is amazing.
Then, finish it off with pizza for dinner.
Oh,
so,
my God, that's
not a confession. That's awesome.
Donuts, corn dog, and pizza.
That is, what's wrong with that?
Was he, like, lethargic?
He was thrilled and happy about life. And I might have even given him a little bit of candy in the middle, just to, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Have fun
top
with
it
Dad.
Off.
So, but it was, I definitely, the next day, was like, I fed him so bad. So the next day, we had a lot more fruits and vegetables.
Good.
So, yes. But
I mean,
this
is what I do to Tingy before I send him to his dad's. But if I have to hang out with him all day, I don't give him sugar.
I felt bad. I didn't really help out his correct diet to help educational growth. Instead, I just fed him a whole bunch of junk. But, man, he loved it.
My confession goes out to my wife. I had to download an app to get into Busch Stadium.
Oh, man, I wish I would have been there to see that.
I was waiting outside of the stadium because I was calling her, because I had to enter her email address, because somehow my email address was already registered through the MLB app, so I couldn't do it through my email address, and I was waiting for a verification through my email. Well, I had to put her email on, and she was napping. So I called her like 11 times. I was texting her, hey, call me back. I can't get in Busch Stadium.
No.
Because I can't get my ticket through through the app.
You were lit.
So I'm just waiting there. And finally, one of the guys that I was meeting texted me the ticket, and I was able to get in. But she didn't call me back until like a half hour into the game. So if I would have had to been waiting for her verification. So I don't know if the confession is really her fault or my fault for not knowing
that.
How is that her fault?
Well, I pay the extra $2 to get my ticket printed. I'm old school. I want my printed ticket.
No, you
want to put it on a magnet?
Absolutely.
On the refrigerator.
Save it. Yep. Right.